In this edition of Dear AFA, Happy Independence Day, Holiday Pay Calculations, Semi-Annual System Seniority List Posted, Summer MEC Meeting, and Other Negotiating News. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a Democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, July 2nd, and this is Heather Honeycutt, Council 21 Volunteer Reporting. Happy Independence Day. Thursday is Independence Day in the United States. The founding principles of our great nation committed to giving us tools to build the vision of equality set forth in the Declaration of Independence. It has been a persistent battle to continue to refine those principles and defend them throughout our country's history, and it will continue to require brave, devoted individuals to maintain our centuries-old success. For nearly 66 years in the U.S. airline industry, we have successfully fought to ensure all genders, ages, and ethnicities could build a flight attendant career that ends with a dignified retirement at the age we choose to leave the profession we love. We have challenged inequity in the arenas of marriage, status, race, sexual orientation, weight restriction, and general equality, and consistently prevailed. We have fought through the courts, through the government, and the negotiating table. We have won great victories against discrimination and will continue to aggressively pursue these rightful agendas. This week, as we celebrate Independence Day in the United States, take a moment to reflect upon the freedom that we celebrate, which has been won at the cost of hard work, perseverance, and dedication to what is right. Like our great country, we have and always will work to do what is right for the betterment of those entrusted to our care. Wherever you may be this Independence Day, working and earning holiday pay, spending time with your family and friends, and celebrating or simply enjoying the days off, we wish you a very happy Independence Day. Holiday pay calculations. Our contract provides for additional pay for flight attendants on flight assignments during holidays. Holidays are defined by domicile location and also each flight attendant's birthday. Section 2Q of our contract specifies that each flight attendant is eligible to be paid for up to 5 holidays per year, and Section 5L outlines the formula for holiday pay. Wednesday being Independence Day, this is a designated holiday for 11 out of our 15 domiciles. Holiday pay is calculated using a formula that takes into account the number of credited hours flown during the holiday ID and how long you are away from your home during the ID. Review our contract education piece on our website for all the contractual parameters and examples on this negotiated pay provision. Semi-annual system seniority list posted. The company has posted our semi-annual flight attendant system seniority list consistent with Section 17C of our contract. This list is available in all domiciles and on the company's Flying Together website. Our contract provides for a review period of maximum of 30 days from July 1, 2013 for flight attendants pursuant in which to protest any alleged omission or error affecting your seniority. The review period for flight attendants who are on vacation, leave of absence, voluntary furlough, or sick leave must be completed within 30 days of returning to flight duty. If you have any questions, please contact your local council. Summer MEC Meeting. The Summer Meeting of the United Master Executive Council, MEC, will begin in Chicago on Tuesday, July 23, 2013 at the Hyatt Rosemont. Your local council president, joined by the 14 other presidents from around our system, will address the business of our union and the issues that are important to you. We encourage every member to witness our democratic process by attending their local council meetings and the MEC meeting if you are in the Chicago area. Schedule times for your local council meeting and the MEC agenda will be posted on our website soon. Other negotiating news. Following the rejected joint tentative agreement that was voted down in April, the National Mediation Board, NMB, has directed management and our sister and brothers at the IAM back to the negotiating table to work on a joint contract. Both groups have outlined the critical areas of the contract that need to be reexamined and amended. The IAM has stated that their main goals have remained the same throughout all negotiation sessions, and were again stated to the company: improved job security for all members, affordable health insurance for all members, and improved compensation for all members. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.